Video: Tim Walz didn't mind his own damn business during COVID madness. By Hannah Knudsen on August 13, 2024. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, did not mind his own damn business during the coronavirus era. A great irony given that Walz has tried to associate himself with freedom itself by repeating the line "mind your own damn business" on the campaign trail. Walz has been on the campaign trail attempting to pitch the Harris-Walz campaign as the campaign of freedom. He has dropped lines asserting that he and Harris will make sure that you make your healthcare decisions. Watch Tim Walz lie about his rank, insinuate to Gold Star parents he came back from war. In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make, Walz has said, repeating the line in modified ways. That, however, was not the reality at all during the coronavirus era. During that time, Walz required coronavirus vaccinations, forcing all state agency employers and employees working in person to show proof of their vaccination status. A committee heard concerns of workers are leaving nursing homes and state jobs because they must be vaccinated or get tested regularly. One news anchor reported at the time, as a montage compiled by Breitbart News showcases the ramifications of Walz's vaccine and testing mandates. "We did a stay-at-home order, we closed down personal care providers, getting your hair cut, social gatherings with other households. Don't bring other households in," Walz bragged at the time, making a series of demands, clearly not, in his own recent words, minding his own damn business. Watch, Weirdo Walz gets oddly giddy during his entrance for Kamala rally. "We're going to stop in-person, dining, fitness centers and adult and youth sports. Places like bowling alleys and bingo halls and theaters will need to take a pause. Receptions, private parties and other celebrations. The same thing in outdoor events and entertainment. Let's pause some of the social stuff," Walz announced during that era. Another clip from that era shows Walz forcing the mask mandate, bragging that mitigation measures would not be lifted, as he apparently did not believe at that time that people could be trusted to make their own decisions. In another clip, Walz asserts that mask mandates work, an assertion that has since been debunked. It should also be noted that Walz ran a hotline in 2020 for citizens to report on their fellow Minnesotan neighbors who may have violated his lockdown orders. It serves as another great example of his hypocrisy. As Walz has repeatedly stated on the campaign trail that we respect our neighbors' rights to make their own personal choices. Clearly, that was not the case during the coronavirus era.